So I'm James McIntosh. I'm the sales and marketing guy for Coffin Ridge Winery. So we're principally a winery, but we're also in the middle of apple country. So we do produce a hard cider. It's called the Forbidden Dry Cider, and it's made with local apples from the South Georgian Bay region. And yeah.
What are you sampling then today?
So we have the Forbidden Dry Cider, and we're also doing a special one-off, our Strawberry Mint Cider, which is a very limited edition. We only did 400 liters this year, so we're sampling that today.
And we were here when it launched, and the lineup stretched all the way back. How was that experience to get a little rush going on?
Yeah, well, because it's so limited, we just limited the time that we were serving the strawberry from 2 p.m. to whenever it ran out, which was about 40 minutes, and people were lining up for it. I think at some point people were just lining up because there was a line and they didn't know exactly what was at the end of it, but yeah, it was thoroughly enjoyed. It was a nice dry strawberry mint cider.
Are there anything new that you're working on that you can tell us about coming out in the next little while?
Yep. So at Coffin Ridge, we do produce we're calling it a craft batch, but it's essentially just a super small batch of cider. We're doing about one a month. It started off in the late winter with a rosemary cider, rosemary maple cider. We also had a sizer made with local Chatsworth honey sizer, and we did a rhubarb cider onto the strawberry mint, and then the next one up is a strawberry hop cider. Yeah, after that, I don't know, we'll see what happens.
Where does your inspiration come from?
The guy who's making the small batch cider is Joel. He's actually a trained chef, I think, and he just likes toying around. He's like our cellar dude that does weird experiments in the middle of the night.
What has the reaction been to the festival here so far today?
Well, this is our second year here, and we thoroughly love it. We do enjoy the fact that it's a cider-only festival, so we are getting our target market, the people that are enjoying ciders and specifically searching out cool ciders to try. So we definitely love coming here. I mean, it's our gig.
Any availability?
Yeah, so we have our cider is general listed in the LCBO, and then a few of our wines are direct delivery to certain LCBOs around the province.
And I guess, finally, where do you find more information about what's coming out and what you guys do?
So we do have a website. It's coffinridge.ca. We have a tasting bar. We're open 7 days a week up in Meaford, Ontario. And we do a variety of different wines, and like I said, we have a couple different ciders on tap all the time. Limited food service. We have the best view out of all the wineries in Ontario, actually, which is strange because we're in Grey County up north, but we overlook Georgian Bay, which is very nice.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Wish you the best of luck for the rest of session two coming up.
Well, thanks for the interview.